Yeah. All right. Counter's going.
There's moving numbers.
Can you put me in the other jack?
Oh.
Maybe. I only have one ear.
What's wrong with this jack right here?
Shut your mouth.
Mm.
Oh, there we go.
We can tell you what's wrong with that jack.
I'm going to tell you what's wrong in a couple of seconds, bitch.
It's good?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
No problem. I didn't pull it all the way out. I never do.
I appreciate that.
Brandon, can you help me in my water? It's in a pink...
I never do.
Are we live?
I'm all about the cream pie.
Yeah, we're not. We're live as soon as I start this this file.
We're live as soon as I'm ready.
Oh, you got to switch over to my... Yeah, we can't see the screen or anything, Jack.
Good job, dickhead.
I'm restarting stuff.
I'm pretty sure Jack just fucking turned us all into bitches right now.
Yeah.
You're not going to start until I say.
You're not ready to go.
He tells us we're ready to go, and then we get right where we sit down, and fucking.
I'll tell you when I'm ready.
Why are we still talking into the microphone? Like there's
because
a show being recorded.
Jack can hear us, and we are recording technically.
For the record, I'd rather still.
And
be
for
Disney
the World. Record, that placement of the screen is stupid. All I see is Steph's head.
That thing?
Well, hey, it was my entire idea.
Well, that was dumb.
This screen right here?
Yeah. That's where we're supposed to see all the thing, and I only see your head.
I think she just said you have a big black head.
Pretty much. I'll take it. No problem at all. It's never not a compliment when a young pale woman with light skin tells you that you have a big black head. Like
I'll tell you what.
Take that anything other than a compliment.
All right. How about we start the show, and then, while you guys yell at me, I'll send out the... We have a PR person specifically for this.
What? Where is she?
She's going
probably
on
at Disney fucking land right now, where we should be.
Right?
Who? Roxy.
All right, just let me know.
She would be if we were there.
Okay. Let me know when my HDMI input's up, and I'll play the intro.
She's at the where? Oh, in Hollywood?
Kids running through the studio.
All
right, I'm up. You want me to play it?
I know. Do you see the thing?
Missy, you're very glowy.
I see it. Right.
I know. Why am I so light?
Because you're wearing a fucking yellow shirt.
What's that mean?
You can't wear yellow or green.
Well, I didn't know that.
Does it look like you're wearing the background? Is that pretty much how it
looks like? It looks like she's a fucking glow ball. You'll see.
It's just her head.
All right, we ready to start this thing?
Fuck yeah.
Hey,
let's go.
You saw me walk out of the house and you didn't say nothing, so shame on you.
All right, I'm muting our mics and I'm playing the intro. Hit ready and.
Warning, the views expressed on this show are not those of Disneyland or any of its affiliated companies. This is a talk show that does not represent any single other organization or club. These are idiots talking about stupid shit. If you're under the age of 18, tune the hell out.
So you found your way to Wonderland.
If I were looking for a white rabbit, I'd ask the man, Adam.
Really, I didn't think
that. I'm getting to the point. If you don't think, you shouldn't talk.
Down the rabbit hole with idiots.
Not in a good mood, Tom.
Fucking Jack. Missy is glowing like a fucking disco ball, though.
All right. Rules of the green screen. First one, Missy. You can't wear a fucking green shirt when you're in front of a green screen.
I'm not wearing green.
It's yellow.
Okay. Yellow isn't green.
It's kind of like lime yellow.
Well, according to our green scene, it wants to make you invisible. You're like Thanos right now. You're disappearing.
Okay. Well, you know what? Don't blame it on me because my husband walked out of the house with me at the same time and didn't say anything about my shirt.
No, I actually blame every technical difficulty that we have on Jack. Hence why we're 20 minutes late. It's Jack's fault.
Yeah, that's a microphone.
Now you're going to start talking. Well, you got to turn it on there, Jack.
Oh, here we go.
That's a microphone. It's not a churro.
You
got to
turn it on. What,
yeah.
Jack?
Yeah.
What?
So, Jack, we're 24 minutes late. Tell our viewers why, please.
Technically, we're going to be 24 hours late.
We're going to be 24 hours late?
24 hours
late. What do you mean 24 hours late?
Well,
What's that noise?
That's Jack breathing.
Jack, Jesus Christ, man.
Fucking Darth Vader over here.
Can you not breathe like you're like?
I've sampled all Jack's noises. Here he is eating chips.
He's not allowed to eat chips.
I don't. That is not me.
That is you. That's you from the last show.
What? No, it's not.
Yeah, here's you on your talking scale.
Self-destruct sequence initiated.
Play that one again.
Hold on.
Self-destruct sequence initiated. Self-destruct sequence initiated.
Self-destruct sequence initiated.
No, he does have a talking skill. He got on it earlier, and all I heard was.
You want to be 500, ma'am, or you just waving a friend? You're at 500 bid, now 5 1/4. 500 bid, now 5 1/4. 500 bid, now 5 1/4. 5 1/4. You're at 500, ma'am. Stay there.
Oh, shit, man.
We should need that skill.
Yeah, Jack's skill is breathing, is drinking, is eating chips.
So,
what do you say, Jack?
Well, I was saying that we're actually going to be 24 hours late.
I can't get past this.
So we're not streaming right now.
Just play. Just keep playing different shit while he's talking.
We're not streaming, but we are recording. So this recording is going to be better than the last times, which didn't work out.
Why are we not streaming? Do I have to call Charter? Is that the problem again? Do I got to call my fucking internet provider?
So what you're saying is that we have two shows back-to-back that were complete shit.
So I think you're trying to deflect it to me. You're trying to say that it's my fault.
Yes, it's Charter. It's totally Charter.
I think Charter's going to disagree. I think I'm just going to call them. They're going to go, is Jack in your studio? It's Jack.
I very highly doubt they know I'm here.
I disagree.
I can't get over the fact that we're doing a show for ourselves. I mean, if we're not streaming right now, nobody's watching us. We're just sitting here in a room like a bunch of jackasses.
Well, you know, the thing is...
I could be getting my steps in at Disneyland.
Right?
Just saying.
I just want you to know, Steph,
He knows that we're doing a pre-recorded show, but in the corner of the screen, it still says, live.
And then you underneath it, you should just write, psych.
You should just have, like, poop emojis in every corner.
So
I can do that?
Steph, yeah, I want you to know that our second dream is becoming a reality over here. We have a soundboard being built.
Oh, is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But so far, the only thing loaded is Jack.
I have one for you. Hold on.
So does that have like an input? Can I just like take my iPod and just plug it in?
I did get a sound clip for you.
Oh, yeah. I know that sound. I know that sound. That's the sound of somebody getting their dick sucked underwater.
Brandon, you're our executive producer. Hand Brandon the mic.
Yo.
Why are we not on the air today?
It's like the blind leading the blind over here.
Yeah, I mean, we can blame Jack. We can blame the internet people. We can blame anyone but the executive producer, and I'm good with that.
That's all I hear when he talks.
I don't know. It seems like hopping on the bandwagon at this point is a good idea.
I got an idea. So every time Brandon talks from this point forward, just play that first one the whole time he's talking.
All right, who's more exciting, this guy?
Yet the effect of the... Anyone?
Bueller.
Great
Bueller.
Depression. Past the... Anyone?
Anyone?
Who's more exciting? Brandon, say something.
What do you want to talk about?
It's the same guy.
Republican-controlled House of Representatives.
I can't hear him.
To alleviate
really?
The effect of
well,
the,
no, because anyone, there's no monitor. Anyone? I don't have headphones on.
Great Depression. Past the... Anyone?
This is what our listeners feel like when you talk.
He can't hear.
That's good. We can hear it though.
I know, it's funny. I feel like you need to hear what we hear.
Actually, you know what? I think you should cue up Charlie Brown's teacher. Yeah. Charlie Brown's teacher. That's what it turns into.
No, but I think that we may have actually identified the issue, so hopefully we'll have it fixed by the...
You're standing right next to him.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking that we should have it fixed by the next live show.
That's so much better.
You know, the best part of that is you can hear Ben Stein in the background, like anyone.
Because it's fun. I don't know if I dumped the, on
our,
you.
Wait a minute, hold on. We're doing a show over here, and our executive producer and our, I don't even know.
Visual, what is it?
Visual, he's a visual producer.
What's your?
What is
visual
your?
Visual producer?
I am the director of visual media.
Yep, you fucking failed tonight.
I don't know. This looks pretty spectacular from where I'm
well,
at.
Well, not according
I
to
wish you
our
would
view
just
that.
Stop chewing chips so I can actually hear what you're saying.
I know.
Can
you don't have chips. Jack, you only had to go from the table to the chair. Like, can you? You're already out of breath.
In all honesty, he's looking very good. Since 500.
You want to be 500, ma'am, or you just wave in the bread? You're 500 now, 500 order. 500 now, 500.
He's been doing good. Come on.
Well, bullshit. What was he eating tonight? I saw some plastic container. What was in
there? I had enchiladas. In particular, I had enchilada. Really?
What was it, like somebody swallowing a gulp of
Gatorade? I had rice and I had some beans.
That's not good.
Carbs.
There's nothing wrong with that food.
That's all carbs.
Yeah.
Everything you said was carbs.
Rice and beans together.
Rice is terrible.
Well, rice and beans together.
Rice?
Beans are carbs.
He's drinking water instead of Gatorade. I mean, that's a huge step in the right direction.
Good carbs, though.
Those are on point.
No.
Well, you know, Jack was saying that his scale talks to him, but it stopped working.
Yeah.
This is the last sound it made.
But I did lose weight. I wasn't able to weigh in last week, but this.
Our studio.
Holy shit.
Our studio audience is very proud of you.
It's getting bigger.
That's crazy. So I am now at 493. So I have lost 5 pounds since the last weigh-in.
Well, I mean, that's good.
Good.
That's good.
So you're down, what'd you say, 495?
9 pounds altogether.
9 pounds? No, 507. What'd you say, 495?
493.
So you're 14 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
You were 507 when you weighed in Vegas.
That's right.
So 14. Take credit, man. That's
Woo!
Good.
Where's that fucking studio audience
Rock
again?
Home.
Get to work, studio audience.
Yes. Right. Thank you, studio. That's
awesome.
Thank you, studio audience. Derek, Jack, they're not clapping for you. Don't worry. They're clapping for us. Our studio audience doesn't give a fuck about
you. It's okay. Take it easy, guys. Take
Shut
it easy.
Up!
Sorry. Fuck.
Wow. Our studio audience is very fucking hostile.
Pretty sure somebody just called us an idiot.
Wow.
Who was that? Is that who? Is that you? Was that
you? You crazy Dutch bastard.
I'm not even Dutch.
Clearly, they can't see that you're our token.
Apparently not.
All right, you know what? Actually, in this, I have a. You guys can't look. Don't look at my screen. Hey, don't look at my screen.
I've seen this before.
No, but I actually, I was in the parks and I just people were laughing and I started recording them and I thought it was kind of funny. But so here's people from the social club scene, and let's see. Can you name this laugh?
Shut up! Stop! I'm dying.
I'm pretty sure.
Nathan,
that's...
do you have any guesses on that?
No, I'm out. No clue.
What about this one?
I know who that is.
Anybody?
That's Aaron.
Maybe.
Chef. You have to make me laugh first.
Let's check the movie.
That's definitely Aaron.
No.
No, the first one was Aaron. Or the last one.
The last one.
That's Aaron.
Nope.
What?
Nope. I've got 5 different ones here.
That's a guy. Frankie?
That is Frankie.
I'm dying.
A collection of laughter.
What the fuck
this
is going
right here.
On there?
Who's this?
That's Aaron.
I thought I heard Aaron like 3 times, so
that's
I don't
that
know.
That one's Aaron. Is that one Aaron?
That is Aaron. Aaron. That is Aaron.
She's like my go-to now. Every laugh I hear, I'm like, yep, that's Aaron.
But nobody knows who this is?
That's Galvez.
Yes.
That's Galvez.
Mm-hmm.
This one.
That's the one we can't get.
That's Frankie.
No,
that's
no.
Jen Diaz.
Nope.
Who is that?
Bingo.
Who called it?
Janet. Shanna.
What'd she say?
What'd she say?
Bree.
That is Bree.
Yeah, okay.
That is Bree. Yeah. So anyways. Yeah, so yeah, we're doing a show tonight. Who's here tonight?
Tom's here.
Tom's here.
Missy's here.
Missy's here.
Stefan.
Or is she?
She may not be by the end of the show.
Wait, can you play that one more time?
Love it.
All right, so
it's gonna turn. Love it.
So see, here's the deal. Here's the deal. We came in here to do a live show, and we had trivia questions lined up for the audience. We had a bunch of stuff going on, and we can't do any of it because
Jack.
Jack fucked up.
Because Jack fucked it up.
I don't know if Jack fucked it up, but I mean, last week we had one of the biggest shows. Was it last week or the week before?
Two weeks ago.
This last week I was out of town or something.
Yep. Or something.
Or something. I was working. So 2 weeks ago we had a show with Larkin Rose,
right,
and the New Jersey Weed Man.
Correct.
Probably two of the biggest, highest profile guests we've ever had on the show. And Jack, what happened to that show?
We had some issues rising from some of the settings that were on the computer, possibly. I'm pretty sure that was the problem. And unfortunately, it caused it where we didn't have an actual video of the show. And yes, your audio was fine.
So we had audio but no video.
And now we have...
And we had live interviews, problem, right? We had live interviews with people, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And we're having the same problem now.
So what's today's problem?
Audio.
Today's
no
problem's
video.
Different, I guess.
It's slightly different. We believe it hopefully will be resolved by the next live show.
That's helpful.
I heard hope.
Well, you know, in Jack's defense.
Don't defend
well, yeah,
him.
I mean, that was there's no defense. To not have the video of those last two shows, we could have uploaded them to YouTube. We're getting a lot of viewership on YouTube and everything. It's like our live audience isn't even really – it's pretty insignificant in the grand scheme of things, even though we appreciate the live audience. And when we don't have the live audience
– He said that, not me.
What? I'm saying our live audience is a very small percentage.
All audiences matter.
Okay. Now, believe me, I love doing the show in front of our live audience. I love the comments coming in saying, hey, your show sucks. Jake, shut the fuck up. I love that criticism when we're running live. But to not have the live audience and actually do this like a real lame podcast that actually records ahead of time.
Does that mean our studio audience now should probably heckle us a little bit and
maybe
talk some shit
maybe
in the background?
Yeah.
Say some funny shit.
Oh, Brandon wants to speak.
Brandon, go ahead. Say something.
I was going to make a suggestion, but then I thought that it would probably be better not to suggest that people go to our...
Just say it. What would you suggest?
I was going to say that they could always go to our iTunes, go ahead and rate us. You know what I'm saying? They could go to Spotify and everything, leave a comment on what they think about the show. That would be awesome.
There is no they right now.
No, but they will hear us.
Nobody's watching us.
But they will see us. This time we got the video, we got the audio.
That's we're tomorrow. So in essence, we're going back to the future.
Correct. No,
we're talking to the future audience.
Oh.
Yes.
And I actually love that. All audiences matter.
Yeah.
I like that, Brandon, so much better. Because I lost him about three sentences in.
He got me back when he said all audiences matter because that was my joke and it was funny.
So he bit off you?
Well, it's funny. It's funny because the live audience is a big part of the show for us because when we don't have that feedback and it's
for me particularly, which camera should I be looking at when I say that?
That one.
That one? Yes. I love you guys.
No, I do love the live audience. And I think that's one thing that separates our show from all the other shows out there is our live audience that participates in the show.
You sit on a throne of live.
And when we don't have it, and when we don't have it, it freaking...
it's one hell of a throne.
It sucks.
It is true.
I don't know what we're doing the show about tonight. We had so much technical difficulties and everything just trying to get this set up.
And I even went into like Trello ahead of time and had kind of...
you did? Okay, take it away, Tom.
What? I said I went into Trello.
You know what I want to talk about?
No, the first one in there is
open
friendship. It was about friendship.
I want to talk about the fact that you have a pretty mic, and all our mics just look like fucking regular.
I'm just glad.
Well, Jack's using my mic.
Fresh.
Jack's using my
Why
mic.
Why can't Jack use that one?
How come his mic is so cool with the mic stand, and he's got purple and colors and shit?
And it moves and shit. He can put his arm on it.
Telescoping
and lean on
and
it.
All that shit.
You guys are wireless. You guys have wireless mics. You can go anywhere you want in the room. I can't do that.
Oh, shit. You mean that means I could just walk the fuck off the show right now?
Well, and just take my microphone with me? Yeah.
So, in other words, I could be in a crowd right now.
Good job. You just put our only black man on strike.
You guys have mic envy? You guys don't. You guys are upset that I have a different mic?
No. Because now my mic is bigger than yours.
We should have the mics hang down like in a boxing ring, right? And just
I might have to get like disability because I'm going to end up with scoliosis from this friggin' table and chair set.
Yeah, we need a table and chairs.
We're looking into getting a pretty sick poker table, I think.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Looking into me building it eventually. Yeah.
The reality is that we're all here in the mindset without the live audience that we don't even feel like doing a show. I can tell you that's the mindset right now.
Speaking of scoliosis. Please tell me that you read or watched somewhere on the internet about the young lady who was claiming to have scoliosis. And
tell me she got caught.
She like downloaded the
third image off Google Images. Jack, didn't you send me something about that?
Yeah. The I believe it was.
Wait,
the
that
10th.
Went viral.
Yes, kind
of. Of course it did.
Oh shit! Really? Yeah.
So there's
this. I can't say that there's definitely nothing wrong with her, but she posted in 5 different locations because I did some heavy investigations on it.
Do you ever do a light investigation? Just curious minds want to know.
Never.
All right, go ahead.
So in 5 different places, she posted this saying, my x-ray. And they were at different times. Well, people did reverse image search, and they were able to find it. Or they just searched Google for scoliosis x-ray. I decided I wanted to do it because as soon as I saw it, I was like, wow, that's a perfect picture of an x-ray. Why on earth would someone have the perfect picture of
an x-ray? So this chick was claiming she had multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
And was she like raising
scoliosis?
Money?
Scoliosis, not multiple sclerosis.
What's the difference?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Scoliosis is the spine.
Basically, her spine looked like
scoliosis, right?
Looked like one of those curly
scoliosis. Scoliosis.
So, basically, she had a fundraiser that was going on, and they was getting money on GoFundMe, and a lot of the backers put back to get their money back once people started going, hey, there's something up with her pictures. Facebook, for some reason, had blocked her access, so she wasn't able to access or talk about what was going on. So it was a very interesting predicament for her. She eventually retorted back showing paperwork that appeared to be from either it sounded like her counsel of some sort. That'd be the right word. It looked like they had written a document specifically for going for her to get aid, right? And
aid in addition to the GoFundMe and all the other stuff that was already going on?
Exactly. And it was listing on there that there were other issues besides that. There were emotional issues. There were PTSD. There was
there's so many things going on the internet right now with everybody like asking for money and there's separate GoFundMes. Like, you don't even know who to donate.
You know, the guys that stream? There was the gamers that stream the games and all that stuff. There was a guy doing that and he needed a new wheelchair and he forgot to shut off
his camera.
Forgot to shut off his camera as he was standing up.
As he stood up and walked away from the game.
Yep.
What?
How much money did he already have?
And they didn't make him get the money back, but give the money back, but they banned him from like Twitch and all them from streaming again.
So he got banned from
He'll just find another outlet.
For sure he will.
Mhm. It's crazy.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, there's people out there scamming every day, all over the place. So don't say anything about them, you'll get fucking sued. But
if you were to donate, what cause, like what would move you well enough that you would put your hard-earned money?
The Legal Defense Fund, the LDF. That's where I would put my hard-earned money.
Of course, that works for a lot of my friends and family, so of course, there. But like, what's the one thing?
You know what the thing is? The thing is really, for me personally, like giving money to like some organization, some corporately run organization where you're only going to get like 20 cents off the dollar if you're lucky with most of these big organizations. I hear that the Salvation Army is actually a pretty good one to donate to. But You know, the way that I see it is we are in contact with a lot of people every day in our lives. And we run into people that we know that are in a hard time. And sometimes we just stand there and we go, oh, yeah, that sucks for you. And we turn around and walk away. Man, if you're going to give a couple bucks to somebody, why not give it to the people that you're in your actual life that you know that are going through hard times?
The people that you know it would actually affect?
But why don't we do that? Why do we go and we'll drop, you know, $50 or whatever, $100 to the American Red Cross or Salvation Army, but then, you know, we're sitting there and we see our feeds, you know, going on all the time. It's like, oh, my car broke down. You know, people that we know personally. And say, how come we're not just sending them a couple bucks? Why is it not in our mentality to just reach out to the people that are next to us?
I think when people do it, they want to do it with no expectation that they need to do it again if they don't want to. And I think if people give it, I don't disagree with you.
No, but
I think
that makes
sense. I think a lot of people's mindset is that if they give it to this friend today because something went wrong, then that other friends are going to expect it.
Or the same friend
is going to come back for more.
I'm not saying that that's the right thing, but I think that's what a lot of people think.
Well, that's what you give your brother 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Next week he's asking for 20. You give it to someone.
But is that a viable excuse? is that a viable excuse?
It is, because then I wouldn't give my brother shit.
No, I'm saying, I mean, you're talking about being, you know, donating and being charitable. I mean,
what cause would really, because I'm skeptical about a lot of that shit. You know what I mean? When I see it, like, across my feed all the time, everybody's GoFundMe for this and everybody's GoFundMe for that. Like,
all right, here's a million dollar idea. We need an app that is like integrated with Facebook or something, or and it anonymously sends money to people's Facebook usernames. And if it's anonymous, like you see your buddy, like I see somebody, Joe Blow, that we know that's having a hard time, and I can send him 20 bucks. He doesn't know it came from me. He can't come back and ask me for it later because he has no idea where it came from. And it's just boom. Send him $20 and our app collects 10%.
That'd be great.
10%?
You had me at 10%.
Like, hey, well, what do you think GoFundMe is doing, man? Those guys make a percentage. GoFundMe is the most, like...
What's their percentage right now? What does GoFundMe charge right now to...
I think it's like between 3 and 7% or something like
that. 3 and 7%. So they came up. Some guy sat around in a room, and they're like, I got a business idea. Let's take every charitable idea that's out there. Let's take every poor, sad sucker story that's out there on the internet. And let's get a cut of that shit.
Yeah. Well, look at
that's what they do.
Look at the GoFundMe they did for the kids. It raised like $15 million in like 5 days, and they get 3 to 7% of that.
So wait, who was the guy that put that shit together? Now
I don't know, but he's a fucking genius. Jack, can you find out, or can somebody find out who came up with the GoFundMe idea?
Yes.
Thank you.
In that case, I'm putting together a GoFundMe for every pit bull that was ever left at any. Well, I have a pit bull, so, you know, I'm pretty partial to him. But
I do, too.
Yes.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the thought of the idea of cashing in on, you know, Johnny loses his leg, you know? Johnny loses his leg, and he has a GoFundMe to set up to get surgery in his new wheelchair. And who's making money off of it? GoFundMe.
Yeah, he gets $1 million, they get 7%.
That's the American way.
I can tell you exactly.
That is capitalism. So
who came up with this, Jack?
So while drinking cappuccinos in a San Diego... Starbucks.
Yeah.
Brad Damphouse,
of course,
and Andrew Ballister, they decided to start up GoFundMe.
And I don't think it was out of the good intentions of their heart to help people.
Well, they don't own it anymore.
They sold it out to who?
For how much?
To SL Partners and Technology Crossover Ventures.
How much did they sell
it for? And they get a payday of $1.2 billion.
They sold it for $1.2 billion.
Yes.
Johnny cuts off his leg, does a GoFundMe, and these guys are making $1.2 billion off
of it. Each one gets $600 million.
No, hold on a second. He says that they've raised $1.2 billion from over 13 million donors. That's what it says. It doesn't say.
All right, what's 7% of $1.2 billion?
A lot of fucking money.
That's still a lot.
Is he on the camera right
well,
now?
Well, 10% is 100 million or 1. Point
just their head.
120 10% is 120 million. So probably about 105 million or so. Roughly.
Hold on. We got an interruption. The 4-year-old is here.
Hi.
Give her your mic, Tom.
Hold on.
We got to see what she says.
Hold on. Come here.
What's wrong, JoJo? Come here. What's going on?
Nothing.
Huh?
Well, what are you saying? Well, she has a microphone in her mouth now, so now she doesn't.
You can't hold the mic.
What did you need?
Diva.
What do you want?
I want a microphone.
You don't need a microphone.
No.
What did you come over here for?
I want some. I'm washing Anita's phone.
She sounded like Brandon.
What?
I couldn't understand a fucking word she said.
Something about somebody's phone.
You want my phone? No, you're not getting my phone.
Nina's phone.
What'd she say? You want Nina's phone? Nina needs her phone.
I need my phone.
What do you need your phone for? You're not reading live comments. We're dead. The show ain't going nowhere.
That isn't... I'll just take a little bit.
I heard a little bit.
You wanted to sing a song.
I'm not too sure what that is.
I picked up a little bit.
What's going on there?
I'll sing a song.
You want to sing a song?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck it. Sing a song.
Have at it.
Sing it. Sing it,
girl. This could be like the highest gross show we've ever had.
You got to sing.
Sunny, little trouble in my heart.
You got a little trouble in your heart.
Trouble in your heart.
Ain't that the truth?
No.
As a lead.
Okay, what song are you going
to
sing?
Welcome to the club.
Hey, what did Jack do to the bathroom earlier?
Hold on. Tom said, what did Jack do to the bathroom earlier?
No. He's right
come
there.
Come here.
Okay, that's Jack. What did Jack do to the bathroom?
What did Jack do to the bathroom? Do you remember?
Joey,
what happened to the bathroom earlier?
When you got here. Don't turn it off.
Don't hit the buttons.
Don't touch nothing. What did Jack do when you got here and you had to go potty?
Just answer the question.
He blew up.
He blew up the bathroom?
Yeah, what in the bathroom.
What did it smell like, Joey?
Poop.
was it disgusting?
Yeah.
Or was it nasty?
It was nasty.
Smell like
could
poop,
you breathe
huh?
in there, Joey?
Yeah.
What did you do when you had to go in there?
What is this?
Did we get that on camera? Did we get that?
Yes, we did.
My goodness. Because that was awesome.
Are you going to sing us a song?
This might be the best show ever.
And lad,
sing us a song.
Okay. What?
What
is she looking for?
What do you need? Sing us a song. Oh, you're done?
Oh, you're done.
I'm not done.
Okay,
oh, you're not done.
Sing us a song and then that's it. Hurry up.
I want to go all of the songs.
Okay, sing all the songs. All
right, do it.
Have at it. Go.
Nobody's watching the show anyways.
I just love how she's staring at her. Put the song on.
Oh,
she needs.
For music?
Oh, you want music?
Yes.
What music do you want?
Yes.
Hold on, I got music.
Wait, Nino has music.
Yeah. I got music. What music do you want?
She likes.
Hold on, she likes what?
Havana.
What?
I can't play that song on the radio.
Well,
that's what she likes. If you have the karaoke version.
No, no buttons.
Sudden.
Oh, yeah.
This one, Joe?
Sing the song.
Get it, kid.
Are you going to sing it?
Oh, she is. She's leading.
Havana, Nana. And my heart and Nana.
Sings like her Nina. Did you just burp in the microphone?
Pretty sure she just did.
Did you burp in the microphone?
At least she said excuse me.
Mid-song.
All right, JoJo. We got to get back to our show.
That's just
our singing.
lack
Please
of show. She's not going
to
get the microphone back.
Garrett, I'll tell you what. With all the music that I've heard.
No.
She was mumble rapping.
She's going platinum.
She's mumble rapping.
Yeah, she's going platinum.
Listen, my guy. And now you are Pina.
Are you making words up?
I guess I am that. And I like
Say hi to mom and dad and everybody.
Hi, mom, baby.
No, your mom and dad. Say hi to your mom and dad.
Say hi to your mom and dad.
Hi, mom and dad. Hi, mom.
Wouldn't it be nice if Jack made it so they could actually see you tonight?
Oh.
She's coming in.
Oh, boy. She's coming on the show.
She's in.
Coming on. She took over.
Ote.
You hear how she says Ote?
Calm down.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am. And 5 minutes, you need five songs.
Yeah, you tell them.
I think
down.
We need a playground.
Calm down.
Can you put up? We should be in the playground right now.
Jake, we need that sound bite. Calm down.
Calm down.
It's
Calm down.
Rip that.
And the three little sons.
Jojo, can I ask you a question? Because you like to say calm down.
What?
How come when I ask my wife to calm down, she gets mad at me?
It's sad.
Yeah, that's right.
It is sad that she gets angry at me.
That's why you need.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You hear that? What she said.
Asada, and everybody calm down. I need a die. And lying on a mama bee. And she's a little girl. And he lives on a boy.
Yes. Everything she just said right now.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure she just described Michael Jackson.
Yes, that part.
Is this even legal?
We're
on the playground. Yes.
Oh, no. Hey,
Tom, you oftenly hang out at playgrounds with little kids on your lap?
I know, this is terrible.
We're at the playground.
I know, we're at the playground.
Walk.
And I have somebody else's kid on my lap.
I see the lead.
It's water, by the way. It's water.
Jump in the princess, please.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Jojo, okay. You're done.
Say bye to everybody.
Say bye.
Say bye.
I said it.
Say bye.
Say goodbye.
It's our turn.
We got to do a show now.
Adults only.
I want to do a show with you.
You got to wait.
That's the same way Missy got on the show.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Okay, go play.
Say see you next Tuesday.
And a little money on and on. And he likes the... Panini liked to either the.
You're not even using words.
This is my kind of show. I don't have to say shit. I can just sit back and watch. And
she's like,
hey.
Her legs won't work.
Hey, stop.
That's exactly how Missy got on this show.
Okay, no more.
No more. It's our turn. Thank you.
Thank you. Give me a high five. You did a good
job. Thanks for going on our show. All right. Okay. Go back to Vanessa now. All right. Go back to Vanessa. Okay. She'll give you a candy.
Go to Vanessa.
Hey, she'll give you a candy. From the treat bag.
Oh, candy.
Look at that. That worked. Oh, shit. We're in jail.
Let me tell you.
Don't give her a treat candy. Just give her a fruit.
That was
snack.
Radio gold right
that
there.
Was the
and
best,
the striped bag.
That was the best Nana impersonation I've ever seen.
Yep.
That was Nana right there.
Yep.
She loved the show.
That was good stuff, man.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyways. Tom, so you said you loaded up a whole bunch of stuff in Trello. What were we talking about? I don't know what we were talking about.
A thing in there about friendship. About there's a whole list of what makes you.
Well, we were talking about scammers, though. We hadn't finished this. Hey,
no.
Hey, Jack, can you put up my screen on the hold on on the.
What makes you a good friend?
Yeah, it was a whole bunch, but we're talking about scammers. Oh, look at this.
All right, so this is like this whole thing that's going on.
Oh shit!
In China, oops, how did I get a big screen?
So they lay in front of the car like 8 miles before the car even gets there.
Right, they'll like crawl to it if they need to.
Hey, watch this car backs up. This car backs up, and then look, watch this.
She's gonna get up and move.
Wait for it. I know this is not good for radio listeners.
That's good though.
She gets up.
Look at, she's crawling to it.
Hands and knees.
So what is up with?
Why are they doing this?
Listen, it's on video too.
Yep.
They want to get like an insurance payout or something.
This guy did a shuffle. He shuffled backwards.
Oh, but look at the cojones on this. Cop car.
Very
cop car
says police.
Doing it.
Dude, well, at least, you know, here's
let me
thing.
Ask you something. Pause that for just a moment. Right, let me ask you something. Pause that, please.
I got it.
So that's apparently in some other country.
Right. China.
Okay, that's in China.
When was it in China? Co-ed jail.
It was in China. How fucking ballsy must we be as the U.S. and apparently the U.K. to the point that they spelled out police in our native language.
That's true. In addition to theirs. That's true. They sure did.
I mean, that's in China. But, that's not even our country.
But didn't okay, now I'm touching on something that I know nothing about. But I know that French used to be the language of like the world language, like the United Nations and everything. French was the common bond, but now isn't it English?
English is the United Business Language. I know that like
United Business Language. Right. Yeah. So I mean, English.
Why are we in jail?
That's how we roll.
And why is it co-ed?
We prepping or something?
Co-ed. There's women in there? Oh, I guess there's women in this jail, yeah. I mean, in that jail. I think that was pretty racist. There was only black hands in that jail. Same thing. I only saw black hands. What the fuck, Jack?
But see, my thing is, if you're going to throw yourself in front of a car or something, at least take it like a champ. At least get hit.
All right, let me tell you something. If you can get away with that in China, I'm going to China.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, there's so many cameras, it doesn't look like you can get away with it. And I know in Russia, they have a lot of people that put dash cams specifically for that.
They're doing it here now. Everybody's got
Jack, put my screen back up because there's this one guy. There's one more that I want to watch. This guy's just insane. Watch him.
He's hitting himself against the bus.
Now, for those of you that are listening on the radio and you're not watching the actual video, what we're watching is there's all these people in China, and there's this new trend where people go and just jump in front of cars and lay down in front of them and basically extort them. To pay them money for running them over, even though nobody ran anybody over. They're just totally faking it. And so there's all these videos, a whole compilation of videos with these people on the streets doing it to buses, doing it to cop cars, doing it to everything.
So can we explain that last video, how he was basically body slamming?
Throwing his body.
Look at the cop, though. The cop's getting in on it. He's like, he won't move. He's making the person push him with the car.
Oh, he did it.
Oh, shit.
The cop got in on it. You saw that? Oh, the cop got on it.
I'm pretty sure that's called.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck yeah. That was a mistake.
No, that's gangster.
He lost his fucking shoes.
Okay, so.
They ran that dude over.
So we're watching this video, right? It's these people that are laying down in front of cars, right? So this one BMW, it was a BMW, right?
Looked like a Mercedes
this
to me.
This BMW bumps into this traffic cop, right? And the traffic cop will not get out in front of the way of the car. So this traffic cop pulls this shit where he lays down in front of the car and acts like he got hit.
Right.
The BMW driver just drove right the fuck over him.
He just kept
that was
going.
Great.
The BMW driver is like, fuck it, if you're gonna lay down, we're gonna make it real.
Well, I like how he laid down so that he could be driven over, unlike the other people that.
I think it's awesome that he lost his shoes.
The fact that he survived the car driving over his face. Does that not throw anybody off a little bit?
And that car looked low, too.
It was.
That shit looked low.
That's he must crazy. Have been a tiny guy.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, man. That shit would have dragged my fat ass all up and down the
block. I wouldn't have even made it past the bumper, the front bumper. I'd have got caught right in the front bumper. They'd have been like, shit, we can't move.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Incredible over here trying to.
All right. Well, I don't know. Do we keep doing the show, Tom? I mean, are we going to keep rolling with this thing, even though we have no audience? We have nobody that loves us.
What time? We're 12 midnight tonight?
12 midnight.
Right?
Midnight. What are we waiting on?
I have my trivia games that I wanted to play with our listeners, but.
But we can't do
we
that.
We can't do that.
Nope. There are no listeners.
Nope. There are no listeners. There are no live listeners. So that bit goes out the window.
That's who doesn't like the audience. It's fucking Jack.
What?
Is that what it is?
Jack doesn't like the live audience. I think he feels neglected when we have a live audience. We don't pay enough attention to him when we have a live audience.
Just remember, all audiences matter.
Not according to Jack.
Oh.
No, all right. I got one more video. Jack, put this up real quick. Let me see if I can get this full screen. Okay. So this is another new trend that's going on in China. I think this one actually has audio. Let me see if I can bring that up. Hang on a second.
Anyone really knows why, but we do go on.
I don't know what else is playing. Hang on. I got some other shit playing.
Wow.
Okay.
I think that's porn.
Could sounded be porn. Like it.
Exit that. What else is playing? I don't know.
It sounded like almost.
This is high quality.
It sounded like it would be
radio show right here.
High quality. I'm pretty sure we just watched.
Oh, I had Spotify playing. Okay. Let me get back to this.
We should open up his search history right now.
Yeah, let's do that. All right. So this is another trend that's going on in China. China, I guess they're laying in front of cars, and then they've got this thing going on too.
You look at yourself, baby. You're just a man's wife. No humility at all.
Like she's gonna murk somebody.
Holy fuck.
That's the same girl. Like all these Asian girls are doing this thing where they're sitting there on the couch eating. And they do this thing, they crack their knuckles, and then they do themselves totally made over. Do they actually do something to make their eyes bigger?
I don't know. I just know she shoved like a whole huge slice of pineapple down her throat.
Okay, I'm sure we're going to piss off every Asian listener that we have. You're talking about Asian people use tape. Where the fuck is she going to put a piece of tape?
They have eyelid tape. I swear, they sell it at that Daiso store that I shop at.
And they put a tape to make their eyes bigger?
She's going
to
look good after this.
Watch.
Shut the fuck up.
That is not the same chick.
That's some total catfish shit right there.
See the nerd in me?
She was picking her nose.
I want to know what the guy's saying.
Like, I think we need to do one of these with Jack.
That is false advertisement. That's like after the club and then the next morning.
Wait, you mean to tell me that Asian chicks use a tape to make their eyes look bigger?
Yes, they sell it at this little store called Daiso.
And it's called eyelid tape?
I don't know what it's called, but it's tape for your eyelids.
Mississippi Missy crossing the ocean borders right now. We're from Mississippi.
And what is this store that you shop in?
They have one at the Ontario Mills. It's called Daiso.
They make Asian ladies tape up their eyelids?
No, her eyes looked exactly the same. She looks like Harry Potter.
That is unfucking believable.
It's just a new trend, and nobody can...
That's some coyote ugly shit right there.
Yeah, and for those of you that are listening on the actual radio aspect or audio-only version of the show, you definitely need to check out the videos, because we were playing some videos. And basically, it's just these Asian chicks that are sitting around eating snacks, and they all crack their knuckles, punch the camera, and then come bouncing back totally made up.
Daiso.
Oh, you talking to your mic. Make your racist comments in the mic.
At Daiso, that little shop that I shop at, they have eyelid tape.
Hold on, let me pull that up on my computer. Send me that link on Messenger.
Eyelid tape?
Google eyelid tape.
I think what I'm more curious about is why are you shopping at a store that sells eyelid tape?
It's just a little Asian store that
really
has
that's
all
the
these...
most important question you thought of? I want to know what page on Pornhub does that come up on?
Eyelid tape?
No, not eyelid tape. page, the videos we're just watching.
If you just search eyelid tape, page 37, you get to see a lot of that.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate that.
I'm not going there. I see how to use double eyelid tape. Yeah, it's all over the internet.
I swear, it's a thing.
It's Tina Hugh, welcome back to my channel.
For today, hold on, Jack, put my screen up.
Double eyelid
tape. Oh, he put us in a Daiso store. Nice.
Product in Asia to make your eyes look bigger or correct uneven eyelids.
Okay, this video
is really like freaking me
this
out.
This video is fucking me up because I'm looking at an Asian chick with like an Australian accent.
Yeah, Australian accent. This is like a mind fuck.
If I play this, Jack, do we have to give her credit?
Sure.
Whatever.
And then great hooded eyes. So if you want to open up your eyes and make them look bigger, this is a great product to use.
I guess there is a eyelid tape product.
Eyelid tape. Keep watching.
Double.
And I'll show you how.
Eyelid tape.
Tina Creative. We're watching Tina Creative's video. I'm sure she's a user.
There are so many different double eyelid tape products available on the market.
Holy shit.
The one I'm using today was purchased from Daiso, but you can also search for them on eBay. To begin, I'm going to cleanse the eyelid
area looks super with Asian, this chick.
Bio, and I'm going to be using a cotton tip to clean the area. It's important to remove
now any oil. Now I got to check all my Asian friends and see if they're using the eyelid tape.
Use on the eyes first and start off with a clean area so that the tape can stick and stay for longer. The first product I'll be using is the Daiso single-sided double eyelid tape. So this means only one side of the tape is sticky. To work out where to place the tape, all you do is just look at where your natural fold is and place it on top of that line. The higher you place it on top, the bigger your eyelid will look. This matte double eyelid tape that's single-sided is the best product to use if you're planning to apply makeup over the tape. You can see that when the model looks down, the tape isn't that visible. The next product I'll be using is the double-sided
Well, I guess Missy was right. There's eyelid tape.
Holy shit. And it really does make a difference.
Yes.
When the girl put it on her eyes.
I know. I was trying to fast forward, see if there's some before and afters. Let me see. Let's get up here.
Just do a photo. Don't do video. Do actual photo. Google search photo.
The last product I'm going to show you is a very...
What will they come up with next, Tom?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's... Everything is... They come up with
double everything. Eyelid tape.
Hmm. Well, I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's a
neither
thing.
Did I. And I bet there's videos all over the place, before and after, trying hooded island tape. Stephanie Lang. They got white chicks doing it. They got everybody doing it.
I mean, whoever would have thought they would have been threading in eyelashes?
Yeah, I don't know.
And now they have shops popping up doing it.
Hey, Brandon, what was that other video that I wanted to watch about that guy that was that realized he was a white man?
Oh, shit. I have to find that one.
Here, no, I'll find it right now.
Yeah. I mean, the transracial movement is spreading. It's gaining a lot of momentum.
Yeah, I can't. When he uses that word, I can't take it.
Transracial momentum. Mm-hmm.
You're like the whitest white guy I know. We've already determined that you're going to be Amish for Halloween. So make sure you keep that beard going. Don't shave that sumbitch.
It's going until the case is over. Dude. But is there any Amish Disney characters?
No. Not that I'm aware.
That'd be a no.
We need an Amish Disney princess.
Yeah, that'd work out real well.
An Amish princess with a beard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to find.
Give it time. Disney will do it.
I thought for sure that I saw Brandon post this in Main Creeps USA, the Facebook group, and I'm flipping through it, and I can see Blue Waffle post. I see a whole bunch of other shit. I don't see that post. What was it called? What was that video called?
It was from BBC Atlanta, I think. Hold on a second.
BBC?
That's help.
BBC where's Atlanta.
Where's your head going? What's your search look like?
All right. How many BBCs in Atlanta do you know of?
British Broadcasting Channel.
I don't think British Broadcasting has a station in
Atlanta. They may have a Atlanta. No, it was...
Yeah, I'm not quite sure that Atlanta has a BBC.
I'm sure there's lots of BBCs in Atlanta, but I'm sure it's not
the British
television
broadcast
station.
I just can't find the damn video. Oh, I hear kids.
Can we play like Jeopardy? We should have. This is where we should have Jeopardy music.
Yeah, when I'm looking for something on the internet.
I need a button that like turns my mic on and off.
A button? You have a switch on it.
Oh, yeah. Then I have to actually...
That's too much work for you?
It is. If I just had a little button where I could just tap it.
Why don't you
want to hit my pen? I'm like, I don't sound like fucking Jack.
Oh, man.
That's a lot. Yeah, I'm lazy. So the fuck what?
So we're doing a show. Jake's scrolling through Facebook.
Yeah,
we're doing a show. Remember, this is still for ourselves. I'm talking into a microphone while my very close friends sit in a circle, like 10 feet away from me.
Oh, look, we're in the Jeopardy studio.
Oh, yeah, I got it. And it was Eddie that tagged me. I didn't post it.
Oh, can you message me?
Yes, I will. I'll send it to you right now.
So a guy didn't want to be white anymore?
No, well, he was...
It's interesting. It's interesting.
Okay.
He was trans white. That's Uncle Ruckus.
All right, 1 second. Which one should I do? It's
my favorite. My real Facebook. I'm logged in that
one. Okay, I did the production.
Okay, got it.
We have to do a comparison video now of him and Uncle Ruckus.
How do I get that full size when it comes in on Messenger?
Jack, are we the only ones who know about Uncle Ruckus?
You have to click on the link.
What is it?
Uncle Ruckus?
Just give me a little... It sounds...
Uncle Ruckus had reverse vitiligo.
All right, Jack, throw up my computer.
What's it from, though?
There we go. Hold on. We got to watch this. Hang on a second. This is...
Harrison looks from the outside to be your average teenager. He goes to school, plays video games, even listens to music in his room. But there's one difference.
I'm a 35-year-old white man.
Harrison, born Antoine Smalls, has transracial identity, identifying as Harrison Booth, a 35-year-old white man from Colorado.
And when did you know that you were a 35-year-old white man?
Well, I've always felt different. I go to the store, the movies, and just be thinking to myself, like, why am I not getting the respect I deserve?
I don't buy it.
And then
wait until his mom talks. Hold on a second.
No, he said, be thinking. That's not white.
I agree.
35. I just miss Colorado sometimes. You know, here I pretend the buildings are the old San Juan mountain range, but, you know, the job's just here.
And where do you work?
I'm a systems engineer for Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay.
That boy don't work. He go to school and that's it. One day he said, call me Harrison. I said, who's that? He said, me.
Do you believe that he is a white man?
I mean, he isn't. Mm. Shit, I'd love to wake up one day and say, hey, everybody, I'm Rihanna. But I ain't.
Oh, so
see how we feel
Brandon
about you, Brandon?
Hey, you know what? You guys can hate all you want. It is what it is. It's all good. It's all good.
I think we need to do a video like that with Brandon.
I feel like we should.
We have to do one for
Brandon. Like, we do.
We got to do a video
like,
with
legit,
Brandon.
Legit, we do.
This is Brandon.
And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Brandon, our executive producer, he professes, I was going to say claims to be, but I think hey, that might
old,
be derogatory.
How old, sir?
Derogatory.
I'm 32 currently.
So you proclaim to be a 32-year-old black man.
I am, yeah.
He is, Tom. Don't and question it.
How many times have you been to prison?
Prison or jail?
No, prison.
Man, there's a lot of black people that ain't been to prison.
I call bullshit right there. I call bullshit.
Oh, I've been in jail.
Steph, you know that's a racial stereotype. Not all your black friends have been to prison.
Hey, they're sending Bill Cosby to prison.
It took him 77 years.
That's Bill Cosby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Purple drink.
I know. Do you have a stash of grape soda at the house?
Do you like fried chicken?
Of course I like fried chicken.
What kind of weed are you smoking today, Brandon?
Oh, man, I got some watermelon moon rocks. That's just bomb as fuck.
Watermelon moon rocks? Flavored.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, watermelon flavored. It smells like watermelon.
He might just be.
Maybe he is black.
Maybe he is.
He might
partially.
Just be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Depends. Bomb.
And he's a 32-year-old transracial man who likes BBC. Send away, folks. Send away.
What the hell's BBC? Big black chicks?
Well, we weren't going that direction. We were going the other
male
direction.
Version of chicks.
Yes.
Instead of a
big
chicken.
Black,
I don't know if you guys noticed on the video it did say BBC. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so what? We can put BBC in the corner of our video. We can be in the BBC studio right now if we want to. That don't make it real.
Can we? We can be in the...
I'm sure we
can
could.
Do that. Is that possible? Can we be in
can
the,
we
in
be
the BBC?
In Willy, can we be in the chocolate factory like Willy Wonka? Put us in the... The old one. Duh.
Old one. Come on, man. Is there any other? I did like the new one, though.
We can be in the Goonies. We can be.
And for those of you that are listening, once again to the audio show, the guys are screwing around with the green screen behind us and putting us
audio
in.
Show? Who are them? Oh, that's right, because all audiences matter.
All audiences those, matter. I'm looking out for the guys that listen strictly to the audio.
Are we supposed to be doing a show for those people?
Video and audio.
For those people.
Well, I don't think we've done a show at all today.
So, in other words, the audio people are the black people, and the video people are the white people.
Yeah, you know, people that, you know, have limited bandwidth.
Yeah, because white people like can afford internet and TV. And so, black people, we still have 92.3. We still have K-Day.
So they have to listen on somebody else's Spotify.
Pretty much.
Yeah, the Obama phones only get like 2 gigs of data a month.
They have to steal the internet from Starbucks.
So for all of our Obama phone listeners, they have to listen to the audio show because it's less bandwidth.
You all just matter.
Just go to a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Well, no, don't go to Starbucks. They kick you out. Or they don't kick people out anymore.
Yeah, you can't actually hang out in the Starbucks.
I think you can now. I think they told people that. I think they stopped telling people they had to leave.
Really? Did they ever have that whole like?
But they
training
only told
day?
Like, dude, yeah, that whole thing's a crock. You know why? Because I've been in Starbucks and I've actually had to work on some stuff in a Starbucks and I've been stuck there for like 3 or 4 hours. White people hang out in Starbucks all goddamn day.
Yes, they do.
They get one black coffee. They keep refilling it and they just chill there all day.
I think that's kind of the point.
Two black dudes hang out and they got to take a piss. It's like, hey, you can't loiter here.
I think that was kind of the point why they. Had the whole
if your thing. Name's not Becky, get the fuck out.
Oh, look, a chocolate river.
He really did put us in the chocolate factory on the video.
You know who I don't have a problem with right now?
Who's that?
Roseanne.
Roseanne?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What did she get slammed for? She got slammed for saying...
Well, she
she made a joke.
She apologized.
Yep, she did
after
apologize.
The joke.
After yeah, but what joke. Was the joke? What was the joke? Oh, it was something racist.
She said
I remember
the
that.
Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. It would be Vijay. And I don't know who Vijay, I think, is somebody who used to work for the Obama administration.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she was on her. What department was she in? She was like chief of staff or on a staff. And
can we pull up a picture of her?
Yeah.
Let's pull up a picture of her
of
and
Vijay?
See if we can agree.
What was that, Brandon?
Yeah, let's see if we can agree.
What Brandon?
Exactly.
Jack, we would like to go to the pirate ship and the Goonies now. Thank you.
I want to know, does she in fact look like she could be the love child between
yeah, look at this shit.
A Muslim and Planet of the Apes? I'm just a little curious.
Our trans black guy is saying yes.
Yes, she does.
And
so is that wrong? Is it really wrong if you're telling the truth?
What, Brandon?
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Even if the truth is a horrible thing.
Dude, she looks like she was an extra on Planet of the Apes.
That's anyone? Fucked up.
Anyone? I just want to see the picture. Show me the picture of the woman.
All right, oh, that's the
fuck, yeah. That's Planet of the Apes with a wig
yeah,
on.
Yeah, your head's in the
that's
way.
That's what I'm saying.
You are the Planet of the Nose Ape.
There you go.
Dude,
she looks like...
She does look like Planet of the Apes,
can
though.
Can you put her side by side
with Planet of the Apes?
The character from Planet of the Apes that everybody seems to think that she resembles.
The female ape chick.
She resembles. I know what you're talking about. Even beyond all that, what happened to society where we are at a point now where a comedian can't even be funny?
Yeah, they can't. And do you know the sad part?
She's a comedian.
And she blamed Ambien. She said she was on Ambien.
That was funny.
And that she was under the influence.
That was funny.
That wasn't funny, though.
Ambien? No. Does she blame it on Ambien?
I think it was hilarious.
She is a comedian who pointed out something that may or may not be true, and everybody had a heart attack about it.
Right there.
I'm sure there are monkeys that look like white people and monkeys that look like Asians and monkeys
there's
that
someone from the mother's
she happens the no there's like one specific one there's like a doctor from the OG Planet of the Apes apparently she looks she looks like yeah and I saw a side
why
by
is
side
Vanessa
on it
laughing? She's laughing
because it's true that's why she's laughing she says it's fucked up but she knows
we're gonna get the, who wore it best in about really 30 seconds
I saw the side-by-side of the whole thing.
And it's,
it's
like,
news.
Even as a black man, it was hilarious.
Check that shit out, Toby.
Come on, dude.
Oh, the one with the glasses, for sure.
Yes.
Wait, yeah. I don't even know which one's a monkey and which one's a human.
See?
Or that one. But
wait a minute. On the overscreen.
You mean the chick?
The one right behind Jake.
This chick right here. Yeah.
There is literally one that's a side-by-side. It's a side-by-side of two of them.
But she does look like the fucking apes, man.
She
how?
Okay, so if those two had a baby, that's what we'd get.
Yes,
that's what she said.
I fully fucking agree. I'm sorry.
Wait, if you don't believe in evolution, you're a fucktard. But if you say like these two could evolve and fuck one of these and make of these ape fucking things. I think it's par for the course.
Okay,
she's related. We did not come from apes. We're related to apes.
Related.
Apes are our distant cousin.
Okay, but it was said in jest, though. I'm not saying it doesn't, but like Steph said, when comedians have to stop. You know who we need to come back from the dead? Joan Rivers. Because she didn't apologize for shit.
For sure. What Paula Deen did was much.
There's a lot of them. Red Fox is one who stands out to me.
Yeah, they don't apologize, and they shouldn't.
Paula Deen wasn't a fucking comedian, Brandon. She cooked fucking biscuits and gravy.
Hers was a little different because she.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
She was just this racist old bag that made fat food,
and
she wasn't like saying bullshit with like comedic jokes. It wasn't a ha ha ha. She was like nigga, and there was no punchline. It was just her being a racist.
And she legit.
There's a big difference.
She legit put on like she planned a. Like an event for somebody at it.
She said, well, a theme party.
She set up like the old school. Like,
didn't this happen like 30 years ago, though? Like, the one.
Oh, man.
That's the one. So, wait, but the whole that happened like 30 years ago, right? The whole Paula Deen thing?
30 years ago, it still wasn't cool to throw a plantation party.
People don't change
no,
in 30
the
pla- years?
No, the plantation party was new. That was a new thing.
Oh,
that wasn't old.
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh. She did that
so
new.
So she admitted to calling somebody a nigger 30 years ago, and then threw a plantation party.
Yes.
Yeah, that's.
And had to dress like slaves.
Yes,
that's and pretty bad,
sorry,
right?
I can't stick up for you anymore.
And she thought it would be a good idea to have a slave party.
When is that ever a good idea?
Never.
All the other parties have been done.
In the South, that's called Tuesday.
All the other parties have been done. Pick a party that hasn't been done already.
In her defense, people have pimps and hoes parties all day long. That's kind of derogatory, don't you think?
Those are awesome.
But those are awesome.
Those are awesome.
Because the slaves are wearing miniskirts.
That's a good idea.
They're usually in Vegas.
Okay.
There's gold cups everywhere.
All right.
Crowns.
Oh, yeah. Ass shaking. that's a bad thing, apparently.
So Paula Deen should have thrown a pimps and hoes party and not a plantation slave party.
Not a plantation slave party.
I just think that's a bad idea anytime.
But see, you know what happened? She apologized, did her time, and now she's back doing
anybody
TV
who
shows.
Smothers their fried chicken in buttermilk first is okay with me.
Yep. Oh, she definitely has. She's definitely got soul built in there somewhere. She used a lot of buttermilk.
But how can you knock Roseanne for that joke? I mean, look at these two images that are behind us on the screen. So, I mean, that is like a... uncanny. They look like they could be sisters.
I'm telling you.
They definitely got the sister vibe going.
Allegedly.
At least distant cousins. No, she's a public figure.
Well, they have the same eyes, that's for sure.
I can't get sued for that.
Kind of the same bottom lip. Nose is a little different.
Not much.
Other than that. Cheekbones? Nailed it.
I think with some good Botox, she would look. They would look the same.
If she had
I've seen women that after all their plastic surgery have a more of a difference in that those two pictures.
Oh no.
What? I'm just saying I've seen women that after plastic surgery have more of a difference.
Apparently we have something coming.
It got so quiet, yeah. That's what I was anticipating.
Oh, Paula Deen in A Planet of the Apes too. That's pretty nails it. That nails it too.
Fairly close.
Very too close for comfort, that's for sure.
I tell you what, if that bitch can still fry chicken like that, she could work for me.
On your plantation?
Oh yeah, I don't care what she calls
Dude,
it.
She cooks with a lot of butter.
Just get in the kitchen. You're right. It's because I'm on a diet. I know.
How's the diet going, Steph?
Awesome. Actually, awesome. Pretty fucking good.
How long have you been on it?
A little bit. Black is still slimming. So.
What are you drinking tonight?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Is that diet approved?
Very low calorie.
Low calorie whiskey.
Low calorie-ish.
Low calorie.
All right.
No, whiskey's low calorie.
Well, so how long have you been on the diet,
I'm just
Steph?
Making that up, but I don't really know.
No, light, like clear alcohol.
You need the clears. You need like vodka, gin.
I figure if it comes from rye.
Tequila.
No, that's bad.
Yeah, that's
right. Speaking of rye, did you see the bourbon factory?
Yeah, but even if it's high calorie, I mean, how many ounces are you really going to drink of it?
Not very
you
much.
You guys drink
what?
A lot.
Stop
you,
putting me on the
did
spot
you see
right
the,
now.
Did you really Jake, just... did you see the bourbon factory in Kentucky that collapsed?
No, I did not.
90,000 barrels of... They were working on a wall.
Right, right.
And the whole half of the structure fell in like 90,000
Which company
barrels.
Was it? That's a big operation.
Yeah, it was. There was like 220,000 barrels in this warehouse. Half the thing is on the ground.
Speaking of whiskey, so you know how everyone was talking about that Aldi whiskey?
Yes.
That's not here in the States.
Yeah, what a fucking scam. So that thing goes all over the internet. It goes all over the internet. And everybody's like, oh, Aldi's got this award-winning scotch, right? Was it scotch or
whiskey?
Whiskey. Yeah.
Whiskey.
For $20 a bottle. 17. Everybody goes to Aldi's to get a bottle, and it's only for sale in the UK.
So then why the hell do we see it here?
That's because Amazon. It went viral.
Amazon? Internet?
Huh. Can we get it on Amazon?
The video went viral, but they never said that it was from the UK.
Can
they
you
just
order
said
alcohol
Altis.
Online? I know you can get it.
I know
Uber
there's
Eats.
Like
you probably can
Uber Eats. And
yeah,
like
but
door,
there's
DoorStop or whatever.
There's
the
problems
fuck
when
called.
You start shipping across state lines. I'm sure in between countries, there's got to be an issue.
Well, I even think
you're
going to
pay. You're going to pay the shit out of it. Yeah,
to prove that you're 21 and over.
Yeah. Rye whiskey. About 100 per shot.
$100 for a shot of whiskey?
100 calories per shot?
Sugar.
That's a lot.
Rye whiskey.
Because it's sugar.
That's
100 calories
lot.
Per shot.
Yeah, so I'm drinking my dinner. Fuck it. A fraction of
that? Because it's sugar.
Check vodka. Vodka's the cleanest one. Yeah.
Yeah, you want, Steph, you want all the clears. You want.
What you don't want me to do is to be doing a show after drinking vodka straight.
See, that's come on. That's everybody says that like there's I can't drink that because when I drink that I turn into an asshole.
Patron, asshole.
But he drinks Patron all the time.
Dude, he's always an asshole. Yeah, if I drink whiskey, I become an asshole.
I drink whiskey scotch.
Come on,
I'm telling you, it's like instant.
You're
asshole.
Right. Every time you drink, you're just an asshole.
Wait, their stories.
You are the one that turns into an asshole when you're drinking.
No.
See, their stories and our stories are a little bit different.
She turns into a major asshole when you're drinking.
When you're drinking, you just become like super friendly and talk to everybody.
Does that sound like asshole to anybody in this room?
No, when you're good to when me. You're talking to other girls and you're like.
That's, I guarantee I do not
yes,
do
you
that.
Do.
I
do,
have, no, it, there's no fuck. No, was, I do not do that.
I don't remember that ever in my life making that noise.
I've never done that.
Do you do that on a regular basis?
Why are you asking Vanessa and then Vanessa's giving you like crazy eyes?
I'm just sipping my
drink. See, there's two different stories when it comes to me drinking. There's her story.
But you turn into a yelling, just
because
psychotic.
Because of the way you're acting when you're drinking, that's why I go crazy. So if you would just stop doing what you're doing when you're drinking, the crazy when I'm drinking wouldn't happen. Boom.
Where are you going? You taking off the headphones? You leaving?
Drop the mic.
Apparently, we're supposed to sit in the corner and not talk to anybody.
Look at there. It is right there. There's
okay. So that's the whiskey. Ooh, look at all those barrels in there. That it was a
90,000 barrels.
90,000 barrels. Dang. I guarantee you, some of those barrels are still okay.
And they wait.
They're just claiming 90,000 for their insurance purposes. Yeah.
Well, that's how many fell. So, and now, the problem is they had to get the EPA out there because it's near a creek. And they're worried about it getting into the water. So
that's kind of funny.
Free whiskey?
Sounds like a Simpsons episode.
Yeah, a bunch of drunk catfish swimming upstream.
Perfect.
Jack, does it give the name of the actual whiskey manufacturer?
Well, you have to remember, while I can probably find the name, you have to remember most things are just kind of mass-produced. And then from there, they sell it off to the different companies. So, like, you're drinking Belvedere, for instance.
Yeah, but that's a distillery, though, so I'm sure...
Yeah, no. That's just the name of their company. It's probably distilled in the same place they do, like, Jim Beam. Well, no, Jim Beam's...
I see. Like how they say the Kirkland... I mean, not Kirkland, but Costco Kirkland brand
is the same as Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Or in the same distillery. I heard that somewhere, but where's the proof?
Just like when you go to, if you go look at Miller's, even before they purchased Coors and all that, they would brew Coors beer already.
Yeah, in fact, there's a whole thing in the news right now about Pabst beer.
They're running out.
Because they might get canceled because they've been having the Keystone breweries, which are owned by Coors or
Miller.
Yeah, and they have a contract, and it's the Keystone breweries that brew the Pabst Blue Ribbon, and they're wanting to get out of the contract early and not re-up and not make the Pabst Blue Ribbon. And so Pabst Blue Ribbon is really up a creek because they don't have their own brewery, and they're either going to have to find somebody else to make it or do something.
I thought PBR was pretty much everywhere. That's like every...
It is, but they don't brew it themselves. It's brewed by Miller Company, and Miller Company wants to drop them.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the hipsters are going to do. So, anyways, so Brandon, you know what was going on? You had a crazy week going on with like a bunch of nonsense. With like, you kept messaging me and saying, "Hey, the cops are here at my place again," and all this other kind of stuff. What was going on?
Yeah, it was probably one of the craziest weeks in a long time. There was this individual, and I'm going to try to be as vague as possible.
Why are we being vague? Okay, allegedly, there was an individual who allegedly what?
Yes, allegedly there was an individual that
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Was it a public figure?
No, this person is not a public figure.
Okay.
But this
I'm
person,
not saying anything else.
Me either.
This person was on video with their behavior. Anyways, they apparently, allegedly, were selling... yeah, there we go. I love it. Thank you. A little bit higher if you can. Anyways, selling and drugs, serious drugs, methamphetamine, and causing lots of problems with people in the area, loud music. The thing that really caused the problem for me is that I saw and heard the individual using vulgarity, being very, neglectful, allegedly, to their child. You know, hours on end they would play outside of the house with no one but the people in the community, to watch and take care of them. And really, it escalated to the point where she started cutting the security cameras and stabbing the cameras with a fucking butcher knife.
Stabbing the cameras.
Yeah.
With a butcher knife?
With a fucking butcher knife. And, I'm not one that likes to get government involved with anything, but I certainly watched what was happening. The fuck are you guys laughing at?
Over this. Anyone know what this is?
Class? No headphones. Anyone? You got to have headphones for this joke.
Anyone? Seen
anyone?
Before?
Continue.
Laugher.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Go ahead, Brandon.
It says that at this point,
D-O-O
on the revenue curve, you will get exactly the same amount of revenue.
It sounds like you guys are in over there.
As at this point, this is very controversial. Does anyone know what...
they end up taking a...
in 1930, the Republican Party.
You let him tell a story, Steph.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole.
They shut it off.
Okay,
I shut
serious, off. Serious. I shut
off. Oh, my God.
I ended up taking a butcher knife or a knife. The Republican-controlled
House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the... Anyone? Great Depression.
Anyone?
Okay. All right, for real this time. Continue. Go ahead.
It's a serious shit.
I know.
It's a drill serious. Controlled.
Okay, for real. Stab the cameras with the butcher knife.
With the butcher knife, yes. And you can actually see in the videos the
Republican controlled an effort to alleviate the effects of the.
All right, basically, there's a fucking video. Let's watch it. So this is your psychotic neighbor,
yes,
right? That's stealing drugs out of your backyard,
right?
Okay, and
in the common area, right?
In the common area, and you guys called the cops on her, and the cops saw these videos.
Yes, the cops saw all these videos.
Okay, and they didn't do shit.
I think they ended up citing and releasing her with a video of her cutting the camera cords, but whenever she actually started stabbing the cameras, no.
All right, I got the video playing right now. If you come over here, Brandon, you can see the video and you can narrate it and say what's. All I see is a garage. What is this? Where the fuck do you live?
So you'll see.
Whoa, what happened?
I don't know. Oh, there you go.
So this is okay. So she sees the camera,
right?
And I'm pretty sure he's been fooling us the whole time. This looks like Lake Elsinore.
It does. Why did it freeze like that?
I have no idea.
Is that Whitney, Wisconsin?
No.
Where are her pants?
I mean, she
wears pants. Oh, she's hit.
So what is she doing?
Yeah, they're
she
just underwear, flesh colored.
I mean, that like I said, she's fucking crazy. Allegedly.
No, she might actually be in her underwear.
And I mean, like, where
dude, there she is. She's got a knife out.
You know? Yeah.
And she's cutting the.
The fact that the cables are wrapped around.
Dude, she could be cutting a power cord and shocking herself. So she's just cutting the random cables. And why is she doing this, Brandon?
Because the cameras were recording her allegedly dealing drugs out in the front parking lot area.
She's cutting the camera that's opposite from...
Yeah, I know. And then whenever... I mean, we didn't get the video of her stabbing the cameras, apparently. Okay, here's some of the...
Oh, here we go. We got some guy riding up on a bicycle. Yeah, okay.
Is that Beast Cruiser still action? Can I still get a hold of that? Because I'll take that. If he's a smoker...
Right,
let him know. I'll give him $50 right now.
He may be watching the show tonight.
Well, no, nobody's watching the show because we can't go live.
Oh, that's true.
All right, so guy on a bicycle.
Like you see a bicycle.
What's with the big
up?
White square here in the corner?
That's to protect license plates and stuff like that of the vehicles. But, okay, so he goes over to the corner and he's calling. He's like, hey, you know, you there. And then here in a minute, you'll see because you fast forward, right? Yeah. He fast forwards and then you'll see her come out. Here we go.
Through here. Down through the gate at the bottom.
Through the gate. And then she walks around to where he's at and gives him something. And now this is the thing that blew my mind, is when the cops saw this, they said, well, she could be selling candy out in front of the house. Here we go. So she went, you know, back there to go get the drugs. And then now she's allegedly in drugs. Now she's giving the guy it, and you'll see him come out with the bike. He's got like a little white powdery substance in his hand. According to the cops, that could be candy. So
how can you see a white powdery substance?
He comes like right up here with it in his hand.
Does he?
Yes. And then she hands him a video. I am. Well, right now they're like,
what if it's hard baby to see. Laxative?
Yeah, he's going to put a baby laxative in a piece of paper.
That's the thing. What you have to prove it.
Well, yeah, of course.
You have to prove that substance is cocaine.
I don't think it's cocaine.
Okay, the thing is, we're watching this. We're watching this. We know exactly what's going on. First off, you got this bitch cutting the camera cables because she doesn't want all of her business going on and being seen. She cuts the camera cords. She's obviously doing a deal right here. And the cops know it, and they do absolutely nothing about it.
Watch. And then... See,
oh, dude, you could see the... What is that?
Well, I think that it's meth based on the behavior and the smell, because you can, like, smell it when they're smoking it. I smoke a lot of weed, and that's definitely not weed.
All I see is the white paper.
Well, you look at
you
it closer,
can't really...
You can see
well, closer.
Yeah. He has it zoomed out, but...
So that's what was going on. And the cops showed up. They saw all this stuff. They went.
Now, here's the one that I really had a problem with is whenever she had the 3-year-old girl in her hand.
Yeah.
And then you can see the guy taking the baby laxative, according to our friend here, and rubbing it on his gums here in a second. Watch. Here we go. Same sort of thing. Put it in a little piece of paper. Oh, there he goes. Yeah, he's, you know, tasting it. Oh, it's good.
Maybe she has the best rock candy of the neighborhood.
Yeah, I didn't know you could taste speed by running it across your gums. That's normally a cocaine thing. Yeah, that's a cocaine thing. I've never seen anybody like test out speed by just that. Cocaine is what gives it has a numbing effect, you know, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. All right. So
I had is whenever she has like a little kid in her hand and stuff like that.
No, it's shitty all the way across the board. Whatever she's doing is obviously very fucking shady business. And anybody who's been around the block a few times, you know, you can see right? this. Yeah, yeah. Problem is, it's not what you know; it's what you can prove.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, like the real issue is that it started to escalate to the cutting of the cords, the stabbing of the cameras, and all that other shit. And I'm like, at what point, you know, the dude even pulled out
vandalism.
But dude pulled out a knife on me, and then they were like, oh, you know, that's still not enough.
Did you press charges?
Anyone?
Fucking
anyone?
Asshole.
What?
Tom doesn't have a good poker face.
Anyone? He's gotta get sunglasses in
here. Yeah. You need some, for sure.
Tariff Act, which anyone raised or lowered?
All right, so okay, and here's the thing. I heard this other story, and there's this guy that's kind of loosely associated with us. He's from Tennessee. His name is Hayden. I'll just call him Hayden.
All right.
And a friend of ours that's in a band with Hayden, Hayden's in a band with another guy. And this other guy, I guess the story, Tom, is something like they were taking this. They had a school bus that they converted to be a home.
Yep.
And so they basically took this school bus and they were moving it like a state over to New York or something, from Tennessee to New York.
Somebody was buying it.
Yeah. And so they were driving the school bus. Now this couple had five kids. They have five kids. And it was going to be, I guess, an overnight journey, however far they had to go. So they're driving the bus. They've got the five kids with them, and they've got the mom in the back in a van to drive everybody back. So they're driving down the road to sell this bus or whatever with the bus, and they get to the point where they're going to stay the night. They stay the night, and early in the morning, I bet, Brandon, did you see, was it a five-year-old kid?
Yes.
So one of their younger kids, 5 years old, somehow he opens up the door to the bus. And he gets out, and he goes into the yard of a home. And the homeowner calls the cops. Cops come, and they end up taking all five kids for negligence. Now, Tom, what do you think about that? The five-year-old happens to get out when you're on a road trip. He happens to open the door and kind of just roam around for a little bit. Is that worthy of taking all five kids?
No. I don't.
But then we watch this video of this mom that's dealing drugs, doing whatever she's doing, with baby in tow, and the cops say, it could be powdered sugar.
Because, I mean, shit happens. I mean, kids want, not that it should ever happen, but, I mean, kids wander off. I mean, just say, hey.
Anybody who has been raised with a small child in the home.
Yeah, they wander.
Should know that if you don't.
They keep, wander.
You can't help it. There's nothing you can do about it. Children are curious by nature.
And they will go and they will walk around and they will do all kinds of stuff.
And was the, like, so the neighbor where they went, was it where the kid came from, was it like visible?
Well, I mean, to
like,
the...
Did he say, I'm from over there, I can't...
Yeah, what was the distance? Was it, did the kid walk like 20 miles? Or?
They didn't go into very much detail on their GoFundMe.
I mean, I think it still... Like, if he walked far enough where the people didn't know, I think it warranted calling the police.
Right.
But I certainly don't think it would warrant them getting taken away.
No, and definitely know. Not all five kids, because, you know... You didn't lock the door right, you know.
Well, you know, I get the lifestyle. You know, they're on a mobile place. They're probably homeschooling their kids.
They were
know.
Homeschooled. Yeah, I did read that.
They're off the radar. So it's kind of one of those things to me where, like, the government decides.
They
got to
make sure that the kids are safe and all that nonsense.
Even beyond that, they want them to be connected. They don't like people living off the grid and being outside the box, outside of a place where they can't be taxed, where the government can't get their portion of
true
whatever they consider theirs. I watched this thing one time where this old guy, probably like 80 years old, he was in Tennessee or Kentucky or somewhere in the Midwest, and he completely cut himself off. You know, his own land, he owns it, you know, he paid his property taxes and all the goodies. The city of whatever he lived in sued this old guy because he wasn't connected to any of the city stuff. No water, no electricity.
I think you have to be connected to one thing.
That's the law.
That's the law.
That's the
law. Why is that a law?
The law. The guy. This guy owns his own place. He was collecting rainwater, and that's why the city sued him and won twice. First time, they were like, all right, you have to pay this fee, connect to the city, pay the fees, and you're good to go. He's like, fuck that. I'm not going to do it. Never mind. They sued him again. The second time, they sent this old dude to jail because he was collecting rainwater
but that
on,
doesn't
on
make
his
any
property,
sense to me.
Too.
So he's being eco-friendly, as you would call it today, and they arrest him and send him to jail.
Government's like, fuck you. I need my chunk.
Because he's not paying one of the grids.
A lot
gotta
of
pay the pimp first.
A lot of municipalities claim to own the water, the rainwater. Because if you didn't collect it on your property, then it would collect in
you
the.
You can't.
Yeah, but how much
own rainwater?
But how I much, swear to you, I will post it for next week if you want.
Yeah, but no, there's a law you can't collect your own water. But isn't there one passing?
Well, yeah,
there's one passing. They're changing it.
But that was a health reason why they talked about that whole collecting rainwater. Because if you don't process it properly, you can get sick and blah 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 blah. But the fact that. God given. This is something that comes from the earth right. That the government absolutely has no control over. The point that they're willing to send this old dude to jail
right.
Because he's...
Because he doesn't want to pay.
Doing his own thing. Yeah.
That just doesn't make sense to me. There's far more important people to get off the street than this old guy just
some guy collect the rainwater just, but on his property. He's the only one. It's just him. There's no other family. It's just him. Yep. He's the only one drinking it. Only him.
And that goes back to the 30s with a case law that says that you can't grow food on your own property. But really, the government tries to say, no, seriously.
I'm not allowed to grow food on my own property?
Wicker versus Filburn, which is what laid the foundation for marijuana prohibition, was because a guy was growing wheat on his own property.
Great Depression.
Fucking asshole.
It wasn't me this time. I didn't give it up. I kept a stone face.
I'm pretty sure I did, but... Because it was hilarious.
I was stone faced that time.
It was so.
I think
you
it was loud enough that he.
It's
could
against
hear it.
The law. What law?
It
states Congress, that I can't grow food on
Congress
my own
has,
property.
Absolutely, Congress has the right to regulate the intrastate commerce and how
commerce.
Much,
I'm not selling it.
No. Neither did Wickard. What happened was he was growing wheat for his own family consumption, and Congress claimed that it impacted their ability to.
What? They're not doing nothing.
Yeah, right. Bullshit.
Anyone?
Anyways. It impacted Congress's ability to regulate the market because if they didn't grow it themselves, they would have to go to the store to buy it.
So he's affecting the market.
He was affecting the market because he didn't have to go to the market to buy it. So they allowed them to seize their property. And that was what laid the foundation for marijuana prohibition.
Took their whole place.
Yes.
Whole property.
Yes.
Because they were growing
it took
their
him to jail
wheat.
Because he was growing wheat.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
As at this point, this is very controversial. Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980?
Vice
anyone?
President Bush.
Anyone? Anyone?
Something
economics.
So I don't know, man. It's all screwed up, though. Economics. Right. It's all screwed up. It's all screwed up. I mean, video evidence, obvious drug deals.
Right.
Can't do nothing.
I just
family in Nashville. Kid just sneaks out of the bus for a split right. second. You can't stay awake 24 hours a day. What do they want to do? Put him on a leash?
And I would imagine now they've got I did read the story, and they've got to now raise a ton of money to defend
yeah,
themselves.
They've got to raise like $50,000. And that's what it costs to defend shit.
Themselves. Oh, against an accident. Because one of their kids... snuck out on accident. He didn't get hurt.
You know what the worst part is? God forbid that they lose this case. Where do you think that money goes to?
Uh-huh.
That this family of people who have 5 children and traveling across the country
to sell a bus. So obviously they need the money.
Hmm.
And now they've got to raise money to fight something because...
The government... Because who's suing them?
Right.
It's not the neighbor, right?
I guarantee it's
not the neighbor.
Thing.
What's he gonna negligence? Yeah. So what does that money go to?
Right. Fixes the
road. You know, the thing is extortion is illegal, right? But extorting people through the courts,
perfectly legal.
Perfectly legal.
Happens all the time.
And if you, and if you don't have enough money, you're shit out of luck. You're not going to be able to defend yourself.
And you can file a complaint. You can put anything in the complaint. It costs you $700 or whatever to file it in the courts. You can do put in there whatever you want. Unverified. Brandon, what's an unverified complaint?
An unverified complaint is not signed under penalty of perjury. So what that means is that the person is making allegations that are broadly sweeping and, you know, I can't even try to have a serious conversation with you guys.
No, he's waiting for it.
Yeah, exactly. So they can change it later without there being any implications. But what you can do is go back and show the inconsistencies and it.
But what I'm saying is, extortion through the courts is a real thing. I mean, it might not be making the plaintiff any money themselves, but as far as going into the courts and extorting somebody else and making them have to pay a shit ton of money just because you're mad at them,
well, yeah,
I mean, it's a real deal.
There are people that go to businesses and they'll sue under ADA. They'll just look for places that
don't have a ramp in the right place or whatever.
The aisles handrail. Are not wide enough or whatever, and they'll just say, oh, file a complaint. And apparently, yeah, exactly. Apparently, you have Permit Patty.
Shut up!
Right? That called the cops on some 8-year-old girl.
Please tell me you saw that, right? You know who Permit Patty is.
Yeah, oh, yeah, with the
white people. He's talking about the Trello.
I don't know what you just showed me, Jack.
White people, because that's how they wrote it.
Yes.
White people. It.
White people.
White people.
Yes.
White people.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that Chinese? Right.
I guess so.
I never heard that word before.
Shut up!
Sounds Native
Dude,
American.
Dude, our fucking audience is angry.
Yeah, well,
they're very angry tonight.
I know.
I don't know what
you're
the...
fucking idiot.
Wow, fuck you, dick. Call me a fucking... These people are ornery.
You're a fucking idiot.
I wouldn't take that if I were you.
Again, son of a bitch, get the fuck
starting
out.
Starting to get some hecklers.
This is your fault, Brandon, because you...
How about new?
Yeah, see?
Crazy Dutch I need to start screening at the door now.
Yep. See? Jack, you just let anybody in this motherfucker, and this is what...
Is that Pat Robertson and his family?
Oh, is that who that is?
That's Pat Robertson at the top of the table, isn't it?
I have no clue.
What are we looking at? Is that white people?
I just searched white people.
You search white people and Pat Robertson comes up.
Was that the first? Show me the first one. So, Google white people and show me the first
image that pops up.
That shows
white
up.
People.
White people or white people?
White people.
White people. I want to see the first image that pops up, too.
I want to see what happens when he Googles white people.
You stupid.
No, I'm not.
What's 9 plus 10?
21.
You stupid.
I would say you should show the second one because the second one's better.
He said first image.
First image.
Google both. No, because the first one's stupid.
Just show it to me.
Yeah.
I want to do a comparison right now. They did not turn this into a song.
It's going to be a Grammy winning.
Problem was that shit was hot.
I know, right?
The beat was fire.
I know, right? So this is, we Googled white people, and this is what we
and that's get. What shows up. Some chicks. It's that app on the Google Arts and Culture app.
No, go to google.com.
He did, and that was the first.
That's the first one. For white.
Now the better one, the one I wanted to show you guys.
Now Google black people.
Hold on. This is the one that I wanted to show you. Yeah, this is better.
The first image that pops up when you Google black people.
No, that was the second image from white people, which I thought was better.
Very valid. Let's see. They are, of course, Caucasian.
Yes.
And they all have these cheesy-ass fucking white smiles.
Now let's Google black people.
I want to see the first image that pops up when you Google
black people. And horrible.
Oh, shit.
Is it bad?
It's going to be like a picture
it's
of
not
bad.
Good.
Snoop Dogg smoking a blunt.
No. I wish it was Snoop Dogg smoking a blunt. I'll be honest. I can't believe that we're actually going to be posting this shit right now.
Hey, it's Google, not us.
That's true.
It's Google's fault.
That's true. Oh,
that's the shit. First image that pops up when you Google.
Hey, show the second one. Show the second one.
Wow.
I swear to you.
Can we do a side by side?
Hold on.
Show me the number two.
So we got smiling white people, happy go lucky, and you Google black people, and
that's what pops up.
And you get a
Muppet. He looks like that sloth from.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
And that's the second picture that pops up.
That's the second one that comes up, yeah.
No, but wow. go back because that first dude looked like that
from Zootopia.
That, yeah, that sloth the from sloth. Zootopia.
Trying to find him. Dude, that's fucked up.
Oh man, that's messed up, Google.
Wow.
That's messed up, Google.
Put the white people one.
Yeah, do a side by side. Give me a side by side of
when you search a black person on Google and when you search a white person on Google. That deserves a side by side.
Now remember, this may be biased based on Jack's previous search history.
I think he does search like 18th century porn and shit.
It's just weird.
I want to go wherever that's at.
I know, right? It's like sounds peaceful and shit.
That was Hawaii.
Yes.
That's what that was. That was Hawaii right there.
Well, did you see Facebook's doing those like My Memories things or Culture Matters? And the first picture that popped up on mine was us leaving to go to Hawaii.
Really?
Yep.
That was such a good time. This is how I spent the day before we left. This is what I did. I got up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and I fucking went out and laid out on that fucking chair out next to the beach.
Yep.
And that is exactly what I felt like. It was just the birds and the fucking ocean and the sun was coming up. Gorgeous. Fucking beautiful.
How'd you feel about it?
I was sick as fuck.
I know. We definitely need a do-over for Jake.
Yeah, I felt bad for
all
this
right.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this show up, right? How long are we going for? Like an hour and 30 minutes of nothing? Are we even going to air this thing?
Fuck yes.
Really?
Why not?
I didn't sit here and do all this dumb shit for...
Well, I could have been at Disneyland.
Right?
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, whoa, fuck. Yeah, it is now.
No kidding.
Yeah, well...
Not exactly, but pretty close. Pretty close.
I'll give you $1 if you can guess where this was and when. Wait for it. I'm walking. Hang on a second. So I'm obviously walking. You guys hear it being recorded? I'm walking.
I should have had that shit the whole time.
All right, where am I walking at right there, Steph?
Oh, I know exactly where that's at. I hear the teacups.
That's right. But wait for it.
I say, okay, I hear some horns. Horn I hear some back. Horns in the back. Sounds like a band. I hear some drums.
So they're coming up Main Street. And you make a left, like right there before the... No, that's two different places, it sounds like.
That's one walk. So I walk right past the teacups, and I hear this. What's going on?
They're not going to get this one.
I don't know.
They're not going to get this.
No clue.
I bet you a couple people, if we had a live audience, a couple people would guess what was going on.
All right, so don't give it away, and we'll try it with the live audience.
The music is fire.
Yep. It was good. It was really good that night. Really good that night. I just gave a clue.
You're dumb.
Was it when they did one of those date nights? Like the Disney date nights? Like the old school, when they do the old school date night? Like the Saturday night date night? If we must live for the
moment. Wow, that reminds me of Desi.
Yeah, it was Disney throwback night.
Reminds me of Desi Arnaz.
That music is banging, bit. Though.
Fuck yeah. That Cuban
was good.
Are you over there? Oh, yeah.
People all out there in their little poodle skirts and shit dancing around is that 50s throwback night.
Were you over there by the Star Wars Jedi Academy?
Oh, no. Actually, where this was, so you know, I walked right past the
teacups.
Teacups.
And you pass Matterhorn.
No, you're fucking up the story. I walk right past the teacups and hang a left towards It's a Small World. And on the road between the teacups and the small world, they had a stage facing sideways that was had a swing band on it.
You also pass Matterhorn.
No, it's right past the teacups before you get to it's between the teacups and Matterhorn. You turn left to go to It's a Small World. So I didn't pass the Matterhorn.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you have to walk in front of it. You walk where the cars are.
We were coming from Fantasyland.
Yeah, so you would walk where you get on the cars in front of it, I think.
No.
No, because he was traveling in Fantasyland. He was traveling on the other side
of
the storybook
yeah.
Land Canal boats and the teacups. So therefore,
I know
no, he actually doesn't cross in front or around or pass.
Yes, you just walk and turn left towards It's a Small World, and it was right there on the street.
It's right in fucking front of you.
You said pass. You can see Matterhorn from anywhere in the park. It's in front of you, wherever you're at.
No, it's not.
I didn't go in front of the Matterhorn. Because after we left the band, we walked in around the Matterhorn, went over to Tomorrowland, and ran into Patrick and his girlfriend.
Did you guys go on the Incredicoaster?
No, we haven't gone.
Did you? I have not seen the pier yet.
Tigger?
Feels like we're doing a show at Disneyland right now with the music in the background.
It does.
Can we get sued for this, Jack?
You know why? Because that's probably where we should have been.
We should have went to Disneyland
this whole
tonight.
Time. Yeah.
Yep. Good point.
We should go tomorrow.
We can't go tomorrow.
Won't.
Hey, I do want to go check out what's that new lounge called, Jack? The lounge at
Lamp Lounge.
The lamp lighter something.
Lamplight Lounge.
Who's been in there yet?
Drinks. I want that one with the bubbly red things.
That one right there.
Had the kid.
Non-alcoholic.
No,
Chris and Aaron were showing me a bunch of pictures from it last night. It looked like it was really cool.
I thought somebody said there was alcohol in
it. But it didn't. I looked at the menu. It's on the non-alcoholic. That's stupid.
So we'll just
spend $7 on a non-alcohol.
Allegedly.
I'll just order a shot of vodka on the side.
I'll just put alcohol in it on my own. That I buy.
Exactly.
From Disney.
Disney.
All right, everybody, I think we're ending the show. Our dead show. This is a dead show.
Thanks, Jack. Thanks, Jack, because Jack hates the audience. Audience, remember, Jack hates you. But we love you. We
love the music.
Yes, and we love our audience. Except Jack.
All right, everybody, good night.
Good night.